This is Vancouver Sports Radio. The Team 1040.
On the Team, Sakaris Price, midday show. It's time for the BCHL update presented by Subway Restaurants. We welcome in Ben Delpy of the Penticton V's. They're through to the second round after sweeping Merritt. They got a 4-1 win in Merritt on Saturday. They got an 8-0 win to start that series. So they're through, and Ben Delpy joins us on the line right now. Hey, Ben, how you doing?
Good, how are you? Thanks a lot for having me.
You're more than welcome. So you guys seemingly made quick work of your first round opponent. Tell me how you feel this team is going into the second round.
Yeah, it was really good first round for us. I think as far as consistency goes, it was pretty perfect. We stayed with the process every game, and the first, other than the first game, every game was pretty tight. And, like I said, the guys really just, we didn't panic when we were down a goal or anything. And we had some big plays by, some players that really stepped up in the right moments.
The Penticton V's have quite a tradition of winning there. When you say we stuck to the process, what is the V's process? What is the secret there in Penticton?
Well, I think it's just, not getting too high with the highs and low with the lows. Throughout the game, a lot of things happen, and you got to be in the moment. And, we might get down a goal, and, we come in the period and it might be down, and you just keep, put your chin up and go out there and try and tie it up. Like, they tied the game up game three, in their rink, with 40 seconds left, but, we have to go for overtime and we have to get a game. So, I think just sticking with your mindset that we can do it and just stay calm, and I think we did that.
So you await the winner of Vernon and West Kelowna, and Vernon had a chance to wrap up that series last night. Instead, they lose. It's 3-2 Vernon in the series, and it's off to game six. I'm sure you guys are okay with a long series for those two, huh?
Yeah, I mean, we won't be mad about if they beat each other up a little bit, but either way, it's going to be a really, really good series. Either playing West Kelowna or Vernon, both very physical teams, and they're both rivals of ours, so I think Tom will be pretty fired up for either one of those opponents.
And West Kelowna made a nice run at you guys towards the end of the season. Did you sense they were nipping at your heels there in the interior?
Yeah, for sure. Throughout the year, it was always a good battle with them, and like you said, they went on a big run, and we saw that, and we kind of said to ourselves, we got to go 3-1 in our last four, to get fourth place. And we had a home-and-home series against Sam and Arm at the end of the year. We kind of had trouble with all year as well, and we won both games to get first place. But, we could see them come at our heels a little bit.
We're with Ben Delpy, brother of Zach of the Vancouver Canucks, also with the Penticton V's. Now, you guys are an Ontario family. Your first year out here in the BCHL. Zach's first year out here with the Vancouver Canucks. How are things going for the Delpy family in B.C.?
Great. Definitely love the scenery out here. That's for sure. Especially on days like today. I don't know what it's like in Vancouver right now, but it's both plus 10 in Penticton today, and it's beautiful. And I just love it out here. My parents came out and visited last week, and they definitely love coming out here, to have an excuse to come out here. And the town here in Penticton, they love us, and they're behind us every way. We had a big fan bus come to the fourth game in Merritt to watch us win this series, and the support's amazing. It's a lot of fun playing out here.
And Ben, you're missing the worst winter ever back east.
Yeah.
Your timing was exceptional, young man.
Yeah.
Have you had a chance to talk to your brother since last night's Canucks game?
No, I haven't. I was going to send him a text today just to maybe comfort him a little bit after a game like that, but I might want to stay away from him too after something like that. He might not want to talk about it, but they're going through tough times there. But I think it's Vancouver hasn't, or they aren't used to these tough times, so it's a shock to everyone, right? But it's something that you just got to keep going at it, and it's your job. You got to show up to work every day and keep at it.
So you're a Canucks fan now, I guess.
Yeah, I'm an Ottawa Senators fan at heart, but I do, I like cheering for my brother and seeing the Canucks succeed, because if they're winning, he stays in the lineup, hopefully, and it's good to to cheer for them. I like them. They're going through struggles, but like I said, you just got to stick with it.
So you guys have game one and two at home in the next round, regardless of opponent. Can you tell me a little bit about playing at the South Okanagan Event Center? Because we get up there for the Canucks Young Stars, tournament each and every year, and are just amazed with the facility. Tell us what it's like for a Penticton home game.
Oh, it's outstanding. Like I said before, our fans are right into it, and the rink is so nice. I got a suite level, and the lower bowl's pretty big, and our dressing room is second to none. We have a gym in there, and all the trainers got their every objects they need for us to succeed, and everything's just top notch here. And throughout the game, it's awesome. You got the Jumbotron, and they're doing things in between periods. The setup is amazing.
Well, best of luck going forward to you and the V's, Ben. Thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks for having me.
That is Ben Delpy, brother of Zach. He's with the Penticton V's, who are off to the second round of the BCHL playoffs. They await the winner of the Vernon West Kelowna series, and they get started this weekend there in that glittering rink in Penticton. It's a fantastic spot. I love everything about that place. The way they set it up, the way they've decorated it, everything about the place is top notch. 1 hour in the book. Catch the latest BCHL news and alumni interviews by tuning in to Subway BCHL This Week every Saturday at 9:30 a.m. on Team 1410. Visit teamradio.ca/BCHL for more details.